Welcome to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Most of you know that my buddy Nick is a multi-talented human being, but few of us know the actual range of his gifts. In today's dose, we talk about Nick's upcoming gig as a food judge for Taste of College Park, an annual event that challenges local restaurants and food trucks to cook up a winning dish. Listen in as Nick gives us the lowdown on what it takes to eat and judge. Enjoy. Every time I make a meal that's delicious, I'll just revert back to saying, I'll say things like, "Oh, I'm so glad that came out all right," so that she'll say something about how good it really was. And then I'll be like, "Well, I'm just glad that you enjoyed that." And then she'll say something. And eventually she'll say, "Do we need to talk about this meal again?" She is honestly super supportive. She doesn't give me too much crap. I love her. Speaking of food, by the way, you're doing Taste of College Park? Are you
I'm a judge tonight at Taste of College Park.
Okay, so how did you land that gig?
So they had asked Debbie of the community paper, my partner in the community paper, and her husband is the owner of the tap room at Dub's Dread. So they're there. They're basically a contestant.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They do a nice job. Every time I've eaten there, I've enjoyed it. And it's a nice environment, too.
Oh, it's a great place to go.
That's very cool.
Good burger. All that stuff.
Yeah.
So she was like, I can't do it, but maybe Nick will do it. So
yeah,
I'll be there. I don't know if there's three of us. I think there's three judges or maybe more, but at least one of the other judges is Brendan O'Connor.
Oh, my favorite mermaid
ever. Bungalower. Yeah. So I'm excited to actually spend some time with him, because we've only just very briefly in passing, I saw him in Publix a few months ago. And he liked one of the hearts that I was wearing, so I gave it to him. I'm at the post office and he was driving by and said hi. So I don't get to talk to him in person all that often.
He is an amazing soul. So creative. I mean, just the things that he can think of. Were you ever familiar with his bus stop chair project?
Mm-mm.
Okay. This is an art project. And I got to know Brendan really well, because my first Pachaka shot, he was in my crew. He was in my batch of people. And his talk was about this. And he had taken these sometimes lawn chairs, sometimes chairs that you would find at a kitchen table, sometimes chairs that you would find in a patio. And he decorated them elaborately, beautiful flowers, and paint them and put motivational messages on them. And he'd set them out so that people would have a place to sit, because there were no places to sit at these bus stops that he would drop these chairs off. And he ended the presentation by sharing the fact that he ended up having to chain some of the chairs to their locations because people were just taken off with them. And he did a memorial slideshow of all of the ones that were stolen and the length of time they lasted on the street. It was 20 days, 15 days, 90 minutes. And just really, he was hilarious. But it was also, who does that?
Okay, yeah.
He created. I didn't even know he did it. Little birdhouses that he put all over College Park. I saw it. I encountered it at Credo. At the time, I had just pulled in, and I looked. I'm like, "Is that a little birdhouse?" And I mentioned it online. And he's like, "Yeah, that was one of mine." It's like, that's again like he was riding through the community in a superhero outfit, he and Scotty. Have you met Scotty, by the way? Do you know Scotty?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I met Scotty first.
Yeah.
At a TED Talk and really liked him. And then to meet his other half, some would say better half, but Scotty, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that right now.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's equal, but I love you both. And he is really, though, Scotty's an interesting, cool guy, smart, used to have a handle, Scotty Saves the World.
Mm-hmm.
And he was that guy, is that guy. And then you got Brendan, who brilliantly creative, super observant, articulate, funny, fills the room with his energy when he walks in. He was my favorite entrance to Jim Hobart's show, his incredible show, The Aquatic Show.
Oh, yeah.
And he was my favorite mermaid on the wall as well. Just because there he is. You could just see the smile in the face and you're like, this is who this guy is. So I'm glad you guys are going to get to do that.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask, there are restaurants or individuals competing?
There are restaurants and food trucks. So it is professionals.
Professional food.
Okay. Yeah.
And what's your rule to not eat so much you get sick?
Tasting. I'll be tasting a lot. So I will just be and I'll have one of those buckets like they do with wine tastings.
We can
so
spit it out.
So just taste it and spit it out.
No.
Taste and spit.
No.
Taste and
spit.
Tell
me you're lying about that.
Why would I lie about
well,
that?
Well, if you, that's the truth, then I don't want to be a food judge.
Yeah, no, I would never do that.
I'm thinking the only benefit of being a food judge is you get to eat some good food.
Yeah, no, I do want the, and I did put this in my contract. I don't know if they read it. I sent them this very lengthy contract with a lot of writers.
Yeah, of course.
And I do need sorbet in between to cleanse my palate.
Palates need to be cleansed.
They need to be cleansed.
Why don't you just use some, you know, hand sanitizer? That'll cleanse it.
Just, yeah, oh, that would take out some, I'll just take out hand sanitizer and a cigarette every between everyone.
That's, oh my God. That's a recipe for me throwing up right there.
Yeah, just it that would also concept. Just kill every and, taste bud. And,
but so how many dishes are you going to have to taste?
I believe there are 14 entrants.
Oh my goodness.
So I don't know if we try everything that they're doing.
Yeah.
But it should be a lot of fun.
And do you know who the contestants are at this point? Do you
Other than Tap Room, I'm imagining a lot of the same ones that are returning from last year. I know like Tijuana Flats was there, and a few of the others I can't remember off the top of my head.
Interesting. I wonder what, like, how they choose Tijuana Flats. I mean, I know their menu kind of.
Yeah.
How do they choose what thing they're going to put in front of the judges?
Right.
You know, because that's the important thing. And also, if everyone's doing tacos, you don't want to be tossing more tacos in there unless you know you get the best tacos. You know, so I think it's kind of exciting. What time does that start?
We have to be there around 4:30-ish. We're going to try the food before everybody else gets there and, like, crowds up the joint.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so, wow. Yeah. Fun. Well, do you get a chance to have a little adulation, a little crowd work, a little bit something?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be, like, you know, offering up my services to the different contenders for cash or other favors.
I love it. And what about the judges' sash? What color is it this year?
I am hoping something that brings out my eyes. That's all I care about. So whatever color that
any
is.
Any color you wear will bring out those eyes.
Yeah. Trust they me. Pop. They pop. This is where these glasses are not for my eyesight. They're more like magnifying.
Just to show people
what you're just big going. Eyeballs.
Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. Taste of College Park was a delicious success. I didn't get to spend as much time as I would have liked with Brendan and some other friends that I saw there, but I did try some really good food. The winners included Nothing Bundt Cakes, the new Irish pub in College Park called The Castle, the Monroe made this crazy pork belly s'more thing that was delightful, Four Rivers impressed with their presentation, and the Duck and Drake, a new place that has yet to open, had the best dish. I am hungry right now. Have a great day.